Albert Hainsworth in Washington and the Albert Hainsworth here in New England?
I think just in general with Albert, I mean, this is just a new chapter, not only for himself, but also for myself as well. It was just, whatever had happened in Washington was the past, and this is just a new beginning. So when you take that accord and you flip the page, he's just a new man. He just wants to show his skill and show what he's able to do. I mean, people know what he can do, and they know his potential. So seeing him in practice and just seeing him on film, he's definitely the disruptive, and that's something that's trying to remain consistent throughout this year.
Andre, during your career, you put up numbers that have disrupted opposing quarterbacks, and you've done a couple of different things. You've been outside in that 3-4, and you've been with that one hand down on the end of a defensive line. It seems like that's sort of your favorite thing to do, get on the outside of a line and pin back and get after a quarterback.
Yes, that's all I've been known for since I played this game. I told everybody, if I learned how to play the linebacker back in college, high school, it would be a different story. But don't get me wrong, when I did play linebacker, it did allow me to become more versatile and have more of an understanding of the game and the perspective of how certain schemes, why the schemes work, whether it's a 4-3 or a 3-4. So having that type of versatility, I don't take that for granted. But I am a defensive end, and that's something that I love to do. And so if you have the quarterback, hey, I'm going to try to do my best to put pressure on him.
You're accustomed to that scheme, and as is a few other people have done it in the past on that defense. But overall, a Bill Belichick defense, we've seen a transition here into that 4-3. How do you feel that transition is going, and do you feel like it's a work in progress?
Every game or every season is always a work in progress. As you know, I mean, especially unfortunately with the lockdown, you don't want to make any excuses. I mean, myself, Ellis, Hainsworth, just everybody in general. I mean, when this is the lockout ended and the season started, I mean, it was like, it was definitely such a big rush of information coming at you all at once. I mean, unfortunately, when you have the mini camps and the OTAs to slowly learn the information, I mean, this was just hundreds of pages coming at you at one time. So as far as leadership, yes, we do have a lot of tons of leadership. As far as work ethic, that's definitely there. As far as gelling, it's just going to come. It's coming together. I mean, it's slowly coming together. I know Ellis kind of made a point to the media that is what you do is definitely towards the end of the year to make a big impact. But you got to start now, and it's just slowly coming along. I mean, there's just some things maybe from a fit standpoint, technique standpoint that we still have to fix. But overall, I mean, we're very blessed to have a lot of versatility in our defensive group.
We're talking Andre Carter. Andre, they got you for a 15-yard roughing penalty against the San Diego Chargers. And I'm a football dummy, but I'm there on my couch saying that. I thought what he did was a textbook hit. I thought that's what they teach defensive players to do. How surprised were you with that penalty? And have they gone too far in your mind as a defensive player in protecting the quarterbacks?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I thought it was a great hit. I just don't know how I can hit the quarterback any other way. I mean, it's like you said, it's just material. I call it poetry in motion, baby. is the league getting, real strong so I protect the quarterback? Since this game has evolved from beginning to now, I mean, yes, the game has changed so much. It's just, but it's football. Football is football. I mean, it's just you can't just hold up and go, okay, I can't hit this guy, because if you do that, then, you kind of look like an idiot, and, whoever you're tackling as a quarterback or running back, receiver, they can go out for a big game. So at the end of the day, you do your job and play, and whatever the consequences are, it's unfortunate, but that's life. That's how I look at it.
Now, you've been with Bill Belichick now for 6-7 weeks. I'm sure you got to know the man a little bit. I'm curious if you watched on the NFL Network A Football Life to try to get inside of this guy and figure out, this guy dressed up for Halloween that year in a Pirates costume, rolling, blading around in a party here.
Hey, Belichick, I mean, he's a great person, a great coach. I mean, he's hard-nosed. When I say he knows football, loves the game, he loves football and knows his stuff. So when he definitely speaks in the team meeting room, we all listen. And, he knows his X's and O's. got the I's crossed the T's. I mean, he's just in tune to it. So I'm very blessed to work with such a high caliber coach.
All right, just promise us if someone, one of you guys throws a Halloween party this year, if he does dress up, you'll let us know what he dresses up.
I can't guarantee that, but we'll see what happens.
We're getting a That's Confidential from Patriots player. There you go.
Exactly.
Andre, appreciate it, man. Good luck against Buffalo this weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. God bless you. How you doing, man?
You too. That is Patriots defensive lineman Andre Carter joining us.